Time is 8:07, currently a few clouds here at our studios in downtown Wausau at the corner of Washington Street and North 3rd Street. Temperature stands at 67 degrees. It's Wednesday morning, July the 3rd of 2024. It is the Chad Holmes Show on Bow Falls Radio, 98.9 and 1230. Online at bowfallsradio.com, mobile devices, and Alexa by searching WXCO and on the Civic Media app. Coming up this morning at 8:20, we'll find out about your Independence Day forecast. If you have any plans for a cookout, go out to see those fireworks displays and more as we get ready for many of you, a long holiday weekend. We'll talk to Brittany Merlot coming up at 8:20. Coming up just after the start of the 9 o'clock hour, we'll be talking to Sean Wright, the executive director of the Grand Theater of Wausau and the Wausau Performing Arts Foundation. He'll be with us coming up early in the next hour. We'll also have our monthly visit with the Good News Project of Wausau coming up at 9:34 this morning as well. But as we do every other Wednesday for the first hour of the show, very happy to welcome back into studio Bob Look. And Bob, good morning.
Good morning to you, and good morning to everybody out there. And just wanted to say there's a bunch of people who have taken off early.
Traffic
was not very busy at all coming out here. In fact, I was like, heck, I could go back here and go back home and come back and do it in a time. I'm sure that if you have the opportunity and you punch in some vacation days, and you know, makes it into a really nice long weekend. So anyway, whatever you do this weekend for the holiday, just enjoy it. Be safe.
First of all, I want to again thank you for sitting in for me last week. I hope you enjoyed your time here in the studio. I know that you had a lot of terrific guests last week, and again, I appreciate you doing what you did to allow me to get away for a week.
Oh, well, yeah, it was fun. You know, it gave the audience a bit of a little insight into the voices that you hear, but you don't know who they are. Mm-hmm. The various, you know, sports venues throughout the area. I was going to get Eric from the Milwaukee Bucks and Fiserv Forum, but he's on a family vacation. Oh. So I says, this is not that important. We don't have to we don't have to do an interview and mess up your deal. But having the chance to talk to Bill Jarts, of course, who handles the Green Bay Packers, and Mark Richards, who handles the Milwaukee Brewers at AmFam Field, and of course Mike and Bonnie, of course, both working out of University of Wisconsin, so I know them, you know, fairly well. But it was just a nice little behind the scenes look, and one of the eerie things, you know, when Mark Richards and myself were talking last Thursday during the show, mm-hmm. we mentioned the person mm-hmm. who he took mm-hmm. over for, Rob Edwards, mm-hmm. who was someone I worked with in radio back in the 80s, you know, and yeah. and of course he has fond memories of Rob, and he just said what a class individual. And then all of a sudden the next morning I read that Rob Edwards passed away, and I texted Mark. I says, that is weird. He says, yeah, this is really, timing couldn't have been more. But I mean, if it gets more attention on Rob Edwards as a person, not just as a right. voice you heard it at County Stadium for a while and at AmFam Field, he was a heck of a guy.
I thought the same thing, because in fact it was Friday morning right after your show ended, I was putting up on the podcast page, and I happened to be looking at social media, and I saw that. It was like right after your show had ended, right after your series had ended.
Yeah.
It's just, again, coincidences often happen, but it was really odd that you had focused on those exact types of voices all last week, and then perhaps the longest serving voice for Wisconsin sports, one of the longest at the very least. He was the Brewers' voice for many years, ending in 2019. Really did. It was one of those things where you kind of shake your head, just that, hey. But again, I thought it was fantastic that you were able to hook in with all these
terrific
voices. And they
were very cooperative. I mean, they're great folks. You know, and I've got a chance to know a lot of these people. And I told them, I'm not going to ask any tough questions. We're just going to talk about what's life like being a PA announcer, these things, and how you got the job and some strange things that may have happened to you. And we exchange stories.
Ian, I need to ask you a question. I just got a message. Well, it says...
Who's that?
Somebody says he can't hear us on the live feed, but he can hear you breathing. And I don't know why that is. Is everything set up properly in your studio?
That's weird. I have everything set up like...
Can you check on the radio to make sure that we're on the air as well?
Can we check the radio? Yeah.
Please do that.
All right.
They could hear him laughing and breathing. I don't know if this is through our setup on the stream or on the radio. So I want to square that away as quickly as possible.
Well, last week we had a little bit of a little bump in that here and there with not having the stream and the live feed. So we'll see what happens here.
Yeah, I still hear it on the radio. I was working fine on the radio.
Okay, well, I'll check in our live internet stream when I have a chance as well. So that's the good thing. That as long as we're on the radio, that's the big thing.
So if you're watching us on the live stream.
Or if it's on the, and sometimes, it's, yeah, that live stream sometimes can be a hiccupy as well. So many ways to get us and so many ways to cause us problems. But
we can put a man on the moon in 1969.
I know. Just wonderful way to start the morning, I tell you. Every time it's like, it's like, just want everything to go smoothly, and you get these kind of issues.
But it's a holiday. Everyone's taking off early. The equipment's going off, turning themselves off.
Well, let's get into the news. This week, and I'm going to connect this. And again, I'm no more Mr. Nice Guy. No more Mr. Nice Guy. Because on Monday, at the very end of this program, we got the news that the Supreme Court had said that the President of the United States has absolute immunity on official acts.
Yeah.
And I would have thought... Again, during this era where we have so very few different areas that we are able to agree on, whether I'm from the left and the right, there's this big gap. And I would think that one of the areas would be that, doggone it, whether you're a Republican, a Democrat, a conservative, a liberal, an independent, whatever it may be, that there should be the adage that this country's had for nearly 250 years, the idea that nobody is above the law, that even a president of the United States is not above the law. Well, yesterday, Chris Conley puts out a commentary. He agrees with it, but it should have gone even further. And then he makes a sexist remark about Sonia Sotomayor. Mm-hmm. And this is a guy who is still facing charges for domestic abuse. I am... Number one, and you don't have to say anything. I'm putting myself out here right now.
No problem.
But the idea that this guy who has this massive voice on this radio station that does, whether you like it or not, has good ratings and good listenership, a guy that's been arrested twice for domestic abuse in the last year, puts out a sexist little comment about one of the justices that was against this, and now says it should go even further. What is going on? Is it strictly now, no matter what Donald Trump wants, that these folks are going to line up right behind him? And number two, I was laying in bed last night. And frankly, as you hear, I've been struggling a little bit since I got back.
Yeah, a little bit of a
cold.
And
I've been basically going home and just laying in bed. Mm-hmm. But I was sitting in bed. I'm just looking up at the ceiling and thinking, if this doesn't get some sort of event at the Supreme Court where people come and say, No. I was thinking, if they get this massive event, I'm going to find a way to haul my remote equipment, drive to D.C., do the show at the protest. Because this is, and again, we hear all the time, most important election, you know, worst Supreme Court decisions. This is, again, 250 years. And Richard Nixon said the same thing. If the president says, if the president does it, it's legal. Back then, in 9-0 decisions, they said no. Right. I guess, what do you think?
I just think that the morals of people who are in the public eye has deteriorated to such a point that anything, if this particular politician or this person is like for your, what you're advocating, makes no difference what their past looks like, makes no difference how they got there. And that is a dangerous kind of a precedent. We don't all have to be perfect, but we should be trying to attain excellence. And it seems that that is something that has gone by the wayside. In fact, I just pulled up something that, you know, a lot of talk has been, you know, about President Biden and his ability to do the job and all that. And, of course, when I look at, well, gee, doing the job, I have very little to complain about for what he has done on the job. But he has a debate that where he was sluggish and tired, probably had a cold, kind of like what you've got too.
Right.
And anyone who's had a cold, you know that you're not right up at the top of things. And again, he isn't a young man, nor either is Trump, but that's not the point as far as I'm concerned. I'm talking about the people who are behind the leader, the people that work for the people. Let's run through some of the names of the all-stars on the Trump side. Steve Bannon, Peter Navarro, Michael Cohen, Paul Manafort, George Papadopoulos, Roger Stone, Rick Gates, Ellen Weiselberg, I should say. Well, I like to say Weiselberg. They've all been sentenced and in prison.
But you know who the scariest one is? In fact, it's not on that list. Who has not been in prison yet? Stephen Miller.
I was going to get to all the extras. Right. They haven't gotten to him yet.
They haven't got to him yet, but these people, and again, what they want to do, and now the Supreme Court has opened the door to whatever they want to do, basically. If you want to put pressure on the Justice Department, whatever we want to do, we're going to continue. I want to continue to talk about this and other topics as well, but we're going to come back in just over a minute, get a weather update from Brittany Merlot, talk about what to expect for July the 4th, and then more with Bob Look. It is Wednesday morning, 8:19, Bull Falls Radio. And welcome back, Chad Holmes Show, Bull Falls Radio, 98.9 and 1230. Online at bullfallsradio.com, mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO, and on the Civic Media app. It's 8:20 again, some clouds out there. Temperature warming up, it's 67 degrees. Getting set for the holiday weekend. Yep, July the 4th coming up tomorrow, Independence Day. And obviously a lot of folks get ready for barbecues and picnics and fireworks and a whole bunch of fun. But what will the weather be like? And to find out, the person with all the information is our meteorologist, Brittany Merlot. And Brittany, good morning.
Good morning, Chad. How are you?
I'm doing good. You're on the phone again. Are we having troubles again?
Yeah.
She's having issues with the...
a little underwater. So I was like, let's make it so I can actually understand what you're saying today so we can have a conversation.
That would be
See me.
We're having technical issues all over the place, apparently.
Well, the good news is we're connected with you. And Brittany, again, we've had some rain. It looks like we're going to get more rain. And I guess officially, I think I heard one of our meteorologists here on Civic Media say, it may have been you, in fact, that officially, after being in drought conditions for a long time in the state of Wisconsin, that nowhere in the state has drought conditions anymore.
Yeah, nowhere in the state. That happened about last week or so, just gone. And in fact, you know, rising rivers, flooding concerns, it's the exact opposite. Last year, we were in a flash drought, and now we're in a flash flood kind of situation. It's just crazy. I mean, we are looking at flood watches going out for tomorrow evening and throughout the weekend. So it is going to be a wet one. It is not going to be what we've been used to the past few years. It is muddy out there. If you're going camping, keep that in mind. It is soggy. Grab those mud boots, because just yesterday, we picked up just shy of an inch of rainfall. And then tomorrow night and into Friday, we're looking at another 1 inch likely. We could even see locally higher amounts too. So another soaker headed our way. And the timing is moving forward. So as of yesterday, it looked like a lot of the showers and storms were going to hold off till after the firework time frame into the evening, giving us a nice dry day tomorrow. But now it really wants to move these showers and storms into the western edges of the state around noon. So as they work their way in towards central Wisconsin and us here in Wausau, they're going to be coming more numerous and more likely as we go through the evening, especially overnight, and we're not getting out of it for Friday. Friday is going to be a damp and dreary day. So not the best forecast. I hate saying this. I love to try to find positives and hope and everything. And I do know that these firework shows and these towns work really hard to really sneak it in there. So they're going to be looking at a dry time frame. They're going to still try to get them on, reschedule it, stuff like that. But the good news is none of them are looking severe for us. All of the stronger storms stay out of the state. And if they do creep in, it'll be down further into the southwestern areas and away from us. So we'll just see that threat of some heavy rainfall and maybe dampening our plans. I will say Saturday looks like the best day to be outside, barbecuing, grilling, enjoying the time. We'll have highs in the upper 70s. It will be mostly sunny. There is just the tiniest chance for a stray shower. So really, Saturday's looking dry and good. Rain chances do return as we go into Sunday, especially in the afternoon and evening. So Saturday through our Sunday morning time frame is probably the driest and the most comfortable too. Because today, the heat and the humidity is building. It's going to feel slightly sticky out there with highs in the 80s. That's what it's going to feel like today and tomorrow. Friday, much cooler with that rain, highs at about 69 degrees. So if you are going to be outside camping for a long extended time, just keep in mind you're going to need a range of clothing with you, and the mosquitoes are going to be bad.
That's the worst part of it, the mosquitoes.
Yes.
Because, I'll number one, the mosquitoes are bad, but then number two, you got to put that the repellent on you, and I hate that stuff.
Me too. Stinks. It's gross. It's oily. It's not good for you, but hey.
Well, the bottom line is, I usually don't say this, but I hope you're wrong this time.
I do too.
I'm sorry, Brittany's never. Ian, turn on Bob's microphone, please.
Yeah, I'm talking to myself here. I felt like I was in a debate.
Ha! Get that microphone off. All right, Brittany, let's put it all together. What are the details here for the next couple of days?
All right, so we're looking at beautiful, sunny skies. Nice day today. High temperatures, 82 degrees. We'll have a little bit of breezy winds out of the west, gusting at about 30 miles per hour. So, dry and beautiful to start tomorrow. Clouds increasing throughout the afternoon. Chances of showers and storms really starting to increase, especially after 4 o'clock. So we could see some of those dampen the evening. Highs tomorrow will be 81 degrees, slightly sticky and humid out there. Friday, a wet, damp, dark, and dreary one. Mostly cloudy, highs only scraping the upper 60s. And then Saturday, mostly sunny, highs at about 78 degrees, beautiful, dry day. Sunday, chances of showers do push in by the afternoon, but before that, we'll be partly sunny with highs at about 77 degrees. So really, not a total washout. It'll be a decent time. And hey, if Mother Nature wants to put on a fireworks show for herself, we'll watch it.
Absolutely. Well, Brittany, I know you'll be off for the rest of the week, but enjoy your holiday weekend, and we'll catch you again on Monday.
Sounds good. You as well. Stay safe and stay dry, everyone.
You too.
That's our Brittany Merlot, meteorologist, joins us each weekday at 8:20. Right now in Wausau, a few clouds out there. Temperature stands at 68 degrees. Our winds are out of the west at 9 miles per hour, gusting as high as 21 miles per hour. Right now, the dew point is 63, relative humidity of 85%, and the barometer at 29.81 inches. So, again, today, not looking too bad, but boy, the rest of the week, the rest of the holiday coming up the next couple of days, make sure you are prepared for some rain as well. And yeah, I mean, you hate to have a washout on July the 4th where it's like, you know, where it's like, but it's just been that way. We just have not been able to truly get away at this point from every other day or so having some rain. Then, you know, just the way it is.
Well,
I guess,
you know, when we're going through the winter with so little snow, here comes the water equalizer, where you're going to use the summer or spring and summer months to really catch up what was lacking over the winter. So,
and it brings up the whole idea of climate. But I was talking to somebody actually, I think it was yesterday, and about how, you know, over the last number of years, you see a lot of these. This year we've had more severe weather than we've had the last few years already this summer. But for the most part, being here in Wisconsin has been one of the best places in the country. We've had so much really tough weather all over the country. Wisconsin's been actually one of the calmer areas over the last number of like 4 or 5 years.
I'll tell you some people who are really worried about some weather changes, and that's the people in Texas, Corpus Christi. I have a really good friend, and she's showing some of the maps of the, you know, the path that this hurricane could go, and they're talking about this thing being, you know, not just a E5, you know, as far as maybe even more than that. So you talk about some people keeping a close eye on what's happening coming their way.
The strength of these storms just keeps getting bigger and bigger and bigger.
That's something I've noticed over the years.
Yep, it's certainly. And unfortunately, not everybody is noticing, or else they're putting their heads in the ground. That's a whole different subject. But coming up, an information update, find out what's happening in news, weather, and sports, and then we'll be back with another half hour with Bob Look. The time is 8:29. Chad Holmes Show, Bull Falls Radio, 98.9 and 1230. And welcome back. Chad Holmes with you here on Bull Falls Radio, 98.9 and 1230. Online at bullfallsradio.com. Mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO. And on the Civic Media app. Every other Wednesday, we spend the first hour with Bob Look. And we'll talk a little sports coming up. Nice win late for the Brewers last night. We'll talk about where they stand. Bob on his Facebook page always has his Brew Crew review, so you can keep up to date on what he thinks in that realm by hooking up with Bob online. But continuing talking about the news of the weekend, frankly, Bob, there's just not very many boring weeks anymore with the news, is there?
No, but, you know, sometimes I think you get a little bit blown out of proportion.
You're always the voice of reason, I tell
you. When you've gone through a few things like, you know, assassinations,
yeah,
and that just like, you know, just stop you in your tracks. But, you know, that was the big, you know, to do, you know, last Friday was the debate. It was the debate, you know, how it went, and all those, you know, all those decisions that were made by the Supreme Court just got, you know, buried. They were mentioned, but still, the attention was off over here, and then all of a sudden, after the end of the workday Friday, and then you got into the weekend, suddenly people went, now, what did they do again? And that's Supreme Court?
We talked a lot about Monday, where the Trump ruling came down. It did start on Friday, and
but it took a while for people to, like, digest it. Went, whoa, what?
Where do we stand with the court right now? I mean, what? Because there's really...
Here's something that has to be done, and it's got to be done by the legislative branch, which is not going to do anything of the way it's presently laid out. It's pretty much a straight even deal, you know, with the Republicans barely holding on to the majority in the Congress, and up on the Senate side, the Democrats barely having the advantage on that side. You need the whole legislative branch to agree that this is, you know, we got to start reining these people in. And it ain't going to happen with this Congress.
No.
As it is. That's why when you start talking about what's the way to get maybe some attention and get to a hold of and control on some of these branches that just think that they're the end all be all. Well, that's where it comes when you go into the voting booth and when you vote. And when you vote, and it's not like a 50-50 or a 50.1, 49.9 type of a deal. When it's something that is, you know, a mandate, 60-40, or even 55-45 is pretty close to being a mandate situation. But again, when you then start filling in people into the U.S. Congress and also in the Senate, so that it's clear as a bell that side of the government, the legislative branch, has now got to start taking hold here. The mere fact that the Senate committee has not even started like a hearing or investigation in some of the bribery, and I'm calling them bribery,
things.
given to certain Supreme Court justices, and then they, you know, just walk it off. Oh, I forgot to put it on my expense account.
I'm going to fix it now.
If you suddenly put in an expense account where you're talking about, oh, I do this, and there's like a $300 bill, a bar bill. I'm just using it as an example. Not that you do that, but I'm just saying you write it. And then
bosses, what is an example, not a truth.
Yeah. What do you think bookkeeping is going to do when they say, whoa, what's this $300 bar bill? Oh, well, it was part of my job. That was what I was doing. I was networking with other people. That would be shot down so fast to make your head spin. Why? The Senate Democrats, because they're worried because they're going to upset or maybe, get the Republican side upset with us. Well, damn it. Get on their bad side. It's time to start calling names and calling the way it is. This isn't let's be nice and maybe they'll be nice back to me. No, we've got to point these things out. They've got to be looked at and you have to be laid out there. I try to go through my life doing the right thing,
right,
always.
Right.
I try to be honest always. In fact, I am honest. In fact, I'm to the point where I'm ridiculously honest, where my friend was laughing at me because I says, I got paid too much change at the grocery store, and
right,
I ran back there the next day and was handing it to the cashier. We didn't have that on our checkout. He says, yeah, but here's my this, and this is what I got back. And I'm asking them to take my money.
Because you know why? Because when you would walk out there, you'd walk out through the doors, go to your vehicle, it would still be with you, and it would still be sort of...
But I didn't realize, so I got... But, that's why I always take the receipts and I...
But the point is, it would bother you.
It does.
Unfortunately, we have people that are sitting on the Supreme Court of the United States where it doesn't bother them.
Well,
it doesn't bother them at all.
It bothers me shortchanging people. It bothers me cheating.
Yes.
It bothers me when a punk man is strangling a woman.
Yes.
That pisses me off.
And also, if you were at a joint appearance during your campaign and you lied 30 sometimes, it would bother you.
Well,
I couldn't do it. But yes, but you got a guy who has been president of the United States, who wants to be president, who gets up there and it doesn't bother him one bit to lie over and over and over again. And one point I want before you go, but what you were saying about needing a big victory. I keep waiting for that as well because we just had the 2-year anniversary of the overturning of Roe v. Wade. We've had other big, I would say, issues that have come up. You expect, hey, it's going to cause maybe some ripple effects with the electorate. I was reading a biography on Henry Clay on the airplane going on my vacation. Mm-hmm. And there was one story, and he's a 19th century famous American. I wish I'd have to explain it, because he truly is one of the titans. He was called part of the great triumvirate of the U.S. Senate back in those days. But early in his political career, he was the Speaker of the House. And there was a bill that was passed that changed how representatives were paid. There was at that time there was a stipend of like $5 a day,
right.
And they changed it to like $1,200 a year, and it caused outrage throughout the country. And in fact, 3/4 of the United States House were thrown out because of that one issue, based on changing from a stipend to a yearly amount. Yeah. And it really wasn't much of a difference.
And again, 5 per day, 12 is pretty even.
But the point was, when the electorate got riled, there was major change. Mm-hmm. Nowadays, with the way that the lines are drawn and everything else, it is so much harder, it feels like, to get major change within the houses of Congress.
Well, it also has to do with one of the things that bothers me the most, and that's the basic tuning out that a lot of people do with what matters to them. They go, oh, I love this line. The politicians will do whatever they want to do anyway. Oh, really? Oh, really? As soon as you put that pressure that they're, on them, that there's going to be consequences, you'd be amazed how people just turn right around. They'll be amazed how things just kind of, get back to like listening to the constituents, which somehow has been ignored by a lot of representatives currently in office today. I won't name names, but I'll tell you what, I have sent, emails, calls, and I'm just not one of them. I'm not a complainer. I'm just like, what is your thinking on this bill? I'd be interested to hear. Yeah. Have you or one of your staff members send me your thoughts on this? It's a tumbleweed coming across the living room, vultures hanging there waiting for me to quit the flinching. If you're not on their radar, they don't care.
That's kind of interesting, because in watching the United States Senate race right now, and I got home on the weekend and I plop on my couch and I turn on the TV and I see this ad, and I don't know, maybe it's been running longer, but it has these three guys, these older white guys at the bar, and they're whining about Senator Baldwin and President Biden, and then coming out over with four beers is Eric Hovde. All he says is, I agree with this mess, or whatever.
Yeah.
The whole campaign has been Eric Hovde not really talking about issues, because every commercial is, hey, I will find a way to fix it. I mean, I really get frustrated, because elections should be really about discussions, battles of ideas. He has not said anything real tangible.
But you know what they're trying to sell? Hey, here's a white guy, a male.
Of course.
He's buying me a beer.
Three white guys, all probably in their 40s, 50s, 60s.
And
targeting, exactly.
And these ads are maybe running a lot more up in this part of the state,
yeah,
as opposed to down in Milwaukee, Madison. They maybe don't run them hardly at all, with real good reasons why.
But apparently real fast, those three guys were not even regular Joes.
Well,
they're all people that work
for Hovde, his company. But in fact, I happened to be, I was an extra on a political ad, only because, I supported the person, and they just says, hey, could you, be here? We're filming and I says, yeah, sure.
But you weren't on the payroll.
No, I wasn't on the payroll. I was just a supporter. And
right.
I just sat there, and it was, they have the camera, and we sit there, nodding our heads.
Yeah, yeah.
In agreement.
Yeah,
with which is just part of the deal, but I don't work for that person that was running. I was just a supporter, and that. But the point being is, anytime you see ads, especially the ones from the super PACs, whenever you see, this is not authorized by any candidate,
right?
And it's and you see that the PAC name,
and they're always these names that inspire
and both sides too, folks.
But the names are just, they're all wonderful names.
I love the one closing. I think they might have changed it, but the closing that they had in one of the ads for Hovda was Senator Tammy Baldwin is not your senator. She's more interested in liberal or progressive things, and Madison. Last I checked, Madison is still in the state of Wisconsin. Ian, is Madison still in the state of Wisconsin? I think it's the state capital. Okay, I just want to make
sure. State capital.
Better check though. Maybe change the last 3 minutes.
Been, we might have traded it, for a couple of left-handed relievers. I don't know. But another little.
Well, that's
now I'm going to really upset some people. Maybe.
Go for it.
All right. I'm seeing, these promotional items on the local TV affiliates. And one of the local TV affiliates is, and again, it's nice to brag that name station of the year, right. News station of the year,
was.
And as they pan the award says 2022. I don't know. I think that's a year off, but... Just say,
well, you noticed it.
I just saying, if you're going to have the actual correct thing there.
Accuracy does matter. Yeah. That's the bottom line. It really does.
It drives a lot of people crazy, especially people who write to me on Facebook, and they confuse your with your.
Oh, and you don't hold your tongue on that.
And that's Y-O-U apostrophe R-E. I'm sorry.
Oh, man. So if you're going to contact Bob on Facebook, make sure you
have proper
grammar.
And when I make a mistake, boy, do those people come back at me.
I can imagine.
Which I go, good.
Good.
I'm glad you're paying attention.
We're going to come back one more segment with Bob here. Again, we're always happy to have Bob look on with us every other Wednesday.
And happy birthday, Pat Kreitlow.
Oh, yeah. Big 6-0.
Yeah. I've done that already.
Well, I'm getting there very quickly, so... But Pat handles it with such aplomb.
Oh, yes. Doesn't look like a day over 59.
No, exactly. More with Bob coming up in just a moment here on Bull Falls Radio, 98.9 and 1230. Welcome back, Chad Home Show, Bull Falls Radio, 98.9 to 1230, BullFallsRadio.com, mobile devices, and Alexa by searching WXCO and on the Civic Media app. With Bob Look here on this Wednesday morning, feels like a Friday morning because July the 4th coming up, but we will have new shows tomorrow and Friday, so make sure that you still tune in. Bob, we'll talk Brewers here in a moment, but this, finally, it's early July, finally. Both the NBA and the NHL are done.
Yes, I don't know what to do now.
But it's weird. It's weird because we had all this time where, these seasons, boy, they're long. I mean, I actually saw a story yesterday that the NHL is talking about altering the schedule a little bit, starting a little bit earlier so they can finish up the Stanley Cup close to the start of June, as opposed to, I think it was June the 24th or whatever it was, final game this year. I love hockey, but when it gets almost to July, I think that's a little bit too long.
Well, more teams in the playoffs, and they're playing, those series. And unfortunately, one thing that I'm a little bit more concerned with is how long the college hockey schedule lasts.
Yeah.
It is absolutely ridiculous.
Yes.
You're going to have the first game for the Badgers is going to be October 5th, I believe. And it's going to be down in Nebraska, Omaha, because they're having some special whatever. So they put a game there as an extra game.
Right.
But by the time they get to the championship of the Frozen Four, it's after the Final Four of the college basketball season.
I've never understood that. They always have this.
They basically take a week off.
Yes.
And also during the season, how many weekends are off? And again, a lot of it's during the semester, and I understand some of the reasoning on that. However, I just feel that people watching college hockey, especially in Madison, Wisconsin, the football season is still going.
Right.
And what really used to, I would cry when I'd see that the Badgers would be hosting Minnesota for a big weekend at the Kohl Center in October.
I know.
Or even like when the football team is still like, you know, and the attention hasn't gotten to that sport as much. That's their problem. But for myself, I would think that starting a little later, condensing it a little bit more, none of those weeks off and stuff.
Let me ask you this, because you've been around that for so many years. Because obviously,
it's like 7 months.
But in the pros, it's like you do play in the middle of the week. You don't just play. Would they be able to, say, have the normal Friday-Saturday series and maybe sprinkle in a Tuesday game, you know, to get some of those games in so they maybe can take a couple of weekends away at each end?
Well, COVID forced us to do that, to try to get in at least a season to have a somewhat looking like a championship season. We had a situation where we played 6 games in 11 days in Madison. Now
I'm talking about sprinkling, but
that was, they were forced to do that. I think a lot of it has to do with the changeover in that, and also the transportation. Hockey did that to have those 2 games in a series visiting so that the teams didn't make double visits to locations. And at that time, you had, you know, in the WCHA, you had Wisconsin playing Denver, Colorado College,
right.
North Dakota, you know.
Alaska Anchorage.
Alaska Anchorage. Oh, my gosh. There was a road trip. I love talking to the broadcast gang and that. It was nice, but it's like, okay, we're here now. Now what do we do? Wait for the next game. That's about it.
Right.
But, you know, stretching out these things a little bit long, yeah. I'm sure there's some folks who are saying, gosh, you should play less games. Well, that's a nice idea, but you aren't going to get owners and professional teams turn away a gate of
every,
people.
I think almost every sport, whether pro or college, there's always somebody who says, well, they should play less games, but you'll never, ever see it. Nobody goes in that direction.
And don't,
never.
Don't think that the NFL is not going to be doing an 18-game schedule, if not probably by next year.
Part of the story I saw yesterday about the NHL is they would cut down the preseason and add 2 more regular season games, make it to 84 games. And you talk about a physical game, you're adding a couple of more games, and that's even before the two and a half month journey that is for some teams, the Stanley Cup playoffs. So
I almost wish that they wouldn't have be playing everyone. I'd almost like to see hockey, you know, just focus on the conference that you're playing, and maybe just a game, 1 or 2, not 3 or 4.
Segueing to baseball, I agree. I miss when it's just American League and National League.
I do too.
I don't think these interleague games add much of anything. I think it was a quick fix. It was something, oh yeah, it's gonna be cool. We can get these great weekends with the Mets and the Yankees or whatever.
It's taken all the All-Star game glitz away because there was an argument, oh, the American League is better than the National League, or the National League is better than the American League.
And the World Series.
Yeah.
Well, you didn't see each other. Well, I mean,
we're just old guys.
I know. You're exactly right. But last night, Brewers come from behind win. And again, something we were talking about off the air that you said, this team just will not allow itself to get into a bit of a rut.
Yeah, I don't see the shoulders slumping like some teams that are really struggling, like the Chicago Cubs, as an example.
The last place Chicago Cubs.
Well, I don't want to get all my friends upset who are Chicago Cubs fans. But the one thing that really stood out in that weekend series, it was 2 wins for the Brewers and 1 for the Cubs. But the Cubs They're number eight in salaries in Major League Baseball for the season. The Brewers are number 24. That's quite a distance.
Yep.
And I've been saying this since 2018. The Chicago Cubs spend their money on things they already have. They look for named starting pitchers and that, and they also want people who are good hitters and bigger name players. When that bullpen is down there just not doing the job and getting people out, they never focused on that. They may get a name in, it doesn't work out. There's a lot more problems down there than what they let on to. But
oh, I'm going to cry over that.
Not at all. Brewers have a good week this week. And again, Dodgers, that'll be fun this weekend watching them play.
Oh, absolutely. Maybe a preview. Hopefully playoff preview.
Oh, don't do that yet.
I know. Hey, Bob, again, always great to have you on. Again, thanks for last week. And
happy 4th, everybody.
Exactly. Independence Day. Remember. Mm-hmm. Remember Independence
Day.
Let's hope
it's not the last
one. There you go. Bob Look, every other Wednesday for the first hour. Sean Wright coming up. Also, we'll have more in hour number two. Chad Holmes Show, Bull Falls Radio.